This is VOA News. I'm Tommy Rainey. Spain is locked down. It's 46 million citizens, and France ordered the closing of just about everything the rest of the world actually appreciates about it. That's the Eiffel Tower, the Louvre, the cafes and restaurants, as governments took increasingly desperate measures to put more space between people and contain the coronavirus. The United States, meanwhile, broadened its travel ban to include Britain and Ireland. Vice President Mike Pence said the ban would take effect at 4 hours UTC Tuesday. Pence said Americans and green card holders would not be subject to the ban, but would face screening when they got home.
Again, Americans in the UK or Ireland can come home. Legal residents can come home, but as the Secretary will detail, they will be funneled through specific airports and processed.
Earlier this week, the U.S. announced a 30-day ban on flights from the 26-nation Schengen area, the European Union's border-free travel zone that does not include Britain or Ireland. President Trump's doctor, Sean Conley, says the president tested negative for the coronavirus. Mr. Trump had been in close proximity to at least one person with it.
They've had a little bit of activity, unfortunately.
Speaking to reporters at the White House Saturday, President Trump said he's also considering travel restrictions within the U.S.
And we're working with the states, and we are considering other restrictions.
The White House has stepped up precautions amid revelations that the president has had direct and indirect exposures to COVID-19.
I had my temperature taken coming into the room.
So did we.
You did? Good.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Those precautions include temperature checks.
Was your temperature normal, Mr. President?
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Three U.S. troops were injured, two of them seriously, in a rocket attack against Camp Taji, north of Baghdad, Saturday. Ed Uranian reports this is the second such attack on the camp this week.
Saturday's attack was the second on U.S. coalition forces at the Taji Air Base since Wednesday. It follows U.S. retaliation Friday on Iraqi targets, including several Shiite Hashd-Shaabi bases, one mostly a Shiite police base, and the Karbala air base now under construction. Arab media says Iraqi security forces arrested the owner of the lot from which the rockets were fired into the Taji air base, along with Iraqi forces at a nearby checkpoint who saw the attack. Iraq's Joint Operations Command says personnel are still searching for the perpetrators. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said Saturday his country continues to prepare to host the Olympic Games in Tokyo this summer, despite widening concern about the viability of the Games given the global coronavirus outbreak, Reuters correspondent Soraya Ali.
The announcement comes as countries around the world shut borders and cancelled public gatherings. The Tokyo 2020 torchlighting ceremony in ancient Olympia was already held without spectators. But Abe and his government have been adamant that the Olympics will go ahead. Speculations about a delay to the event, which is supposed to start in July, has grown since U.S. President Donald Trump said organizers should consider a one-year postponement. Abe and Trump held a call after those comments, but the Japanese premier said they had not discussed a possible delay. Japan had 21 new coronavirus cases as of Saturday evening, bringing the country's total to over 1,440, according to public broadcaster NHK.
That's Reuters' Soraya Ali. And mainland China announced another 20 cases of COVID-19 Saturday, that is up from 11 a day earlier. The National Health Commission said 16 of the 20 came from outside China. More from Sarah Bassett.
From quarantining travelers from overseas to preventing people sneaking in with fevers, China and other parts of Asia are scrambling to stop the new coronavirus from coming back to where it first broke out. China, South Korea and Japan have announced expanded border controls that mimic many of the bans and restrictions placed on China in the early days of the outbreak. Despite not having enough for its own medical workers a few weeks ago, China is now donating supplies to Italy, Iran and other affected areas. I'm Sarah Bassett.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.